The Osgood File, sponsored by Nuveen Investments. Make the most of your income portfolio and its potential with a market leader in closed-end funds. Nuveen. Reach for more. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The news that some Republicans are now openly talking about forming a third party if Donald Trump gets the nomination couldn't come at a better time for Hillary Clinton, who issued her own report card on the Republicans.
Remember the little box that used to be on your kids' report cards? Play well with others? I'd have to put a big no.
More after this from Charlie. The latest CBS News Battleground tracking poll shows Hillary Clinton cruising to victory on Super Tuesday. She leads Bernie Sanders in Virginia, Texas, Georgia, and, of course, in Arkansas, where she used to be First Lady. As for Bernie Sanders, his best hope is from voters in Oklahoma, Colorado, Minnesota, and his home state of Vermont. It's all about turnout. Sanders' strongest support is among young people who have no trouble packing rallies, but who sometimes have trouble finding their way to a ballot box.
We can win, no question, here in Minnesota, if we have a turnout.
Both Sanders and Clinton are hoping today's votes will punch their ticket to the main event.
There is nothing more that I would love to do than run against Donald Trump.
If I am so fortunate enough to be the nominee, one advantage I have is they've been after me for 25 years and I'm still standing.
Well, unless something happens beyond her control, like that little FBI investigation.
The FBI is still looking into her use of a private server, and a federal judge wants some of her top aides to testify about it.
But for now, the expectation seems to be that after today, both Clinton and Trump will be on a nonstop flight to their respective nominations. And they'll have something else in common: the hope that the airline will manage to lose some of their baggage before the election. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.